I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison, and by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The forecast is evolving just a little bit as the rain chances get slightly better over the next few days. Still a chance of an isolated shower or storm around the area. Overnight low temperature around 73. Then tomorrow and Friday, the number of thunderstorms on radar will be more pronounced. In other words, more to go around with high temperatures in the middle 90s both days. Good luck. Then on Saturday and Sunday, rain chances averaging about 40%. That's close to a summertime normal and high still in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On a hot day in summer, I saw on QVC fake red poinsettias, tacky holiday sweaters, Christmas ornaments, mistletoe garland, hot chocolate maker, inflatable snowman, angel tree toppers. It's 90 freaking degrees. Plastic Santa Claus, poly wreath, elves on a shelf. It is summer on QVC. It is summer on QVC.
What's wrong with that?
On all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Merry Christmas from all of us at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company. It's happy hour, here till 6. I am your gracious, occasionally trumpet host, Greg Goodell, my toddle-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too.
And here they are.
Jeffro, please clap.
If I seem a little bit distracted, I guess for lack of a better term, well, let's do this properly, okay? Let's set it up with the big time sound effects.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
It's now 8 minutes after the Major League Baseball trade deadline, Joey.
Yeah, if you think the action on the field is great, you haven't seen the back office.
What the hell happened on the Dow today? It's down 300 points.
They changed the interest rate.
Lower?
Yeah.
And the market went down?
Yeah, they're adjusting.
I adjust my jock strap, not my stocks. Anyway, so it's 8 minutes after three. The Yankees, who lost again to a suck team today, haven't done anything. The Braves, I know we have a lot of Braves fans here, and leading that group, the adorable Rich Thomas, Braves have done a lot to make themselves better for the pennant run. Where's the frickin' Yankees? You're going to tell me they lost to the damn Arizona Diamondheads today, and this is what we get? Nothing? What was that?
Asking who won a drawing on Dan's show.
There's nothing really to talk about today, anyway. Well, except that's this. What you get this for, is the big deal.
It's what you get for caring about the Yankees.
I don't know why.
You root for Darth Vader when you watch Star Wars, too?
This is a relatively new phenomenon for me.
Why? You're from Chicago. And then you lived in South Florida. Why would you root for the Yankees?
Because I became bitter and conflict.
What's my magazine wrong with you?
No. Tomorrow. Can we table this one till tomorrow?
That's fine, yeah.
Because tomorrow people can go to my Boom magazine column, riverregionboom.com, and you'll find out why this trauma with the Cubs.
No, I understand. For instance, my grandfather, Ron, he's a big Yankees fan, but he grew up in New Jersey. He's been a Yankees fan since he was a child. We'll bring this up tomorrow. Because I don't understand why on earth you are rooting for that team.
Wheeler was all hell. Bumgarner didn't get traded. Son of a gun.
Well, fiddlesticks.
What the are the Yankees doing here? Nothing. Some of the biggest names that were on the block didn't move. So the Yankees are going to go sailing through the end of the year with this patch where their team doesn't sit in the dugout. They sit in the frickin' emergency room at a nearby hospital. They're always injured and this and that. And they did nothing today?
Who are the two teams in that epic brawl that happened?
The ghetto brawl?
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
I watched that. That pisses me off. That is not funny. That is not entertaining. And what I really saw in that yesterday was a bunch of millionaire players acting like gang a-holes with cymbals and all the,
How is that not entertaining?
It's not. You want to watch that crap, turn on your wrestling or watch another fight where people are trying to kill each other. I don't go to a baseball game to see that garbage.
Yeah, I guess that's for hockey.
That's why most people go to hockey games. I hate to say it, but that's true. Hockey fans, whenever they say, I don't go to the game to see the fights, they're lying. They're lying. They're ashamed of themselves.
You really are against fighting.
In certain Diamondbacks get Mike Leake. The frickin' Diamondbacks get a pitcher and the Yankees don't.
No, I thought we were going to table this discussion, but why?
No, not this. The Cub part of it.
Oh, okay.
Because the column explains how I was traumatized by that team in 1969.
But I thought you were rooting for the Marlins.
Well, the Marlins have made a major commitment to suck for the next 10 years. Nobody goes to the games.
So you were hoping for fair weather in New York.
Yeah. And this is the day. This is it. This is the last day they can trade players. So if the paperwork wasn't filed by 3 o'clock, can't do nothing. They changed it this year. They can't do anything.
You ever been to Cooperstown?
No.
You should go.
Yeah, I almost did.
No,
Astros to get Aaron Sanchez. Nice going. Glad the Astro holes are adding players. Where's the frickin'? Excuse me, one moment.
It must be serious.
It is. That's nothing to do with this particular topic, but
wow.
So anyway, we were talking what?
No, like, I don't understand your affinity for New York and the New York Yankees. Why them? Why wouldn't you choose, like, the Braves? At least they're the local team.
I would love to see the Yankees and the Braves in the World Series this year. I think it'd be great.
Mm-hmm. And who would you root for in that series?
Yankees.
You just broke my heart.
Oh, stop.
You know, I don't talk about baseball often, but I told you the other day, those journals when I was in third and fourth and fifth grade, and I was a nonstop Braves fan. You know who I hated as a Braves fan in the 90s? Yeah, the Yankees.
Yeah, because they came into Atlanta and kicked your ass, that's why. When you were about six, right?
How dare you.
I remember watching that. That was amazing.
No, when I was eight, the 96 series.
I'm reluctant to even discuss this topic here because our listeners...
Boring!
They want to hear me scream and yell about something else.
Yeah, I thought the Braves were going to repeat and the Yankees ruined it.
Well, specifically one guy. And you can look this up on YouTube. Yankees had a player named Jim Leyritz.
Mm.
And they were down 6-3. Around the middle of the game. Braves had a 6-0 lead, I think, starting out. That it was game 4 or 5. Probably game 5.
Yeah.
And if you watch the pitch, and they had their best relief pitcher on the mound, you can see, as this pitch is coming in, you can see the Yankee hitter's eyes open wide. Because this is a fat pitch. And he hit it out. Tie ball game. And when I played that, people doubted, but when I played it back, you could see this. They know when something like that, they should smack out of the park. It's just, they call it a hanging pitch. It's well hung. And the batter, unless he's not focused or something, should be able to do something with a pitch that's just kind of like laying right over the plate. So that's why the Braves lost. And I think that one home run so deflated them and so switched the momentum of that series that because they won the first two games. I remember Andrew Jones, good center fielder, 19 years old, so they said. I don't believe that, but because a lot of the players from Curacao and those other countries lie about their age to get out sooner. And he hit two home runs, first rookie I think ever to do that, or first teenager in baseball history at two home runs in one game. They clobbered him. The first game was like 11-2 or something like that. And so it was a memorable series. But after that home run, I think it was Leyritz. If it wasn't Leyritz, it was somebody else. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Let me refresh here. I'm sorry, folks. This is my thing. The Astros are getting Zach Greinke! Son of a bitch! What are they doing in New York? Season's over. Season is over. You, Brian Cashman, thanks.
So what if the Yankees, you know, end up in the series anyway? You going to root for them?
Sure. I just want a good series. I want the Yankees and Dodgers. July 30th? To be honest with you, I think Yankees and Dodgers is always a great series.
Oh, New York, Los Angeles. That really represents the country.
Let's talk to James and get over our personal squabbles. How did the frickin' Astros get Zach Greinke? Oh, my God. That's a monster trade.
There's somebody at one of your doors at your house.
What? It's a beautiful morning. Yes, James, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, there's a trade. Pam made a deal. We went to CBD store, Montgomery CBD, and
cool.
She came away with some tincture yesterday to put in a little water for her to take and get a little bit healthier. So I thought maybe that would bring a little brightness to the day, you know.
Given that there is no brightness on the baseball trade front, this is good news. The only thing that makes me happier is when somebody calls and says they had a great experience with a sponsor. I love that.
Yes, sir.
In fact, you know, it's interesting. In radio advertising in general, some businesses and services take a little bit longer to get traction. The CBD store has been a phenomenon since they first came on the air here. I mean, and I understand why. It's a great little shop. It's run by people that really know the products and know the benefits. So they've got a great staff. But I've gotten so much social media feedback about people that stop by there, and I appreciate it all.
Yes. Yeah, we enjoyed it and all. I encourage other people to do. But you mentioned the sports. I'm baffled, too. I thought for sure that the Yankees would make a trade.
They need somebody that can keep the ball in the frickin' park.
Yeah,
they've been losing. Yeah. They're sputtering like crazy lately. It's very disheartening. It's then they're gonna play Boston this week.
That is fantastic news.
Yes. Yeah, they. What I mentioned today, and I watched a Braves game today, and you know, it looks like with some players like Donaldson, they've got to have a little pressure before they can come through. You know, I think he had struck out two times and played pretty weak. And then when it came to 10th, he hit a game-winning home run. And it looks like I think the Yankees will be that type of team, though, when it comes down to the clutch. I think during the year, I think they'll all start gelling. But I think they just are a team that needs pressure and for them to show their best and kind of like the Astros did when they won at that time. It just
The Astros picked up a hell of a third pitcher. I don't see. They got to be the favorites now. There's no way the Yankees are going to get past them with three.
Did Gattis ever get back in the league? Or
no.
He
didn't.
He messed up.
I think he went to Japan or maybe Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Because really, he was just a hitter. He had no defensive value. So,
yes.
But I liked him. He was fun to watch. Yes.
I would like for him to maybe cut about 5 inches off that beard, though. That was irritating, though.
Baseball players with those ridiculous beards, it just doesn't work in a baseball uniform. I'm sorry.
No. It's the modern day. We don't need that now.
It looks like they've got a giant coming out of their chin. It's terrible.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Greg.
James, always enjoy your calls.
Thank you.
And you're one of the few people that doesn't mind if I mention baseball for a minute. Nothing. Every team did something, and the one team they really needed to worry about did something huge. The Yankees sitting on their ass. It's 3:20. I doubt if late paperwork is going to come through on something encouraging. Old Navy.
How you doing today?
My afternoon is disintegrating before my eyes, man. It's terrible.
Hey, I need to change sports on you for a minute,
please. Baseball sucks.
I have not watched an NFL football game since the CBD the high and mighties refuse to stand for the flag.
That's right. I have not watched an NFL game in years. I don't know how many years, but it's been a long time. Not even the Super Bowl.
Yes. But I'm going to tell you, I want to share a story. My son-in-law took my grandsons up to watch the Chicago Bears practice preseason. And my seven-year-old grandson is a huge football fan, has all the football cards, and he was hoping he could get his hero, Mitch Trubisky, who's the quarterback of the Bears, to sign his football card. And when he was coming off the field, my grandson reached in his pocket to pull out the card. It slipped out of his hand and fell in a mud puddle. Well, he started to cry. But when Mitch Trubisky saw him crying, he went over to see what was wrong. And when he told him, he took his ball cap off and he signed it for him.
Wow.
And then he had his picture taken with him.
That's
so funny. Needless to say, my grandson's on cloud nine.
That's a great story.
But I'll tell you, that's a great... I may watch a Bears game this year.
The Bears. I wish... You know, the NFL has hurt itself so many ways with that. They don't understand that a lot of people will never watch them again. And while I'm glad your grandson had that experience, the NFL is toast with a lot of people. And look at the Super Bowl ratings on this last game, even with Tom right. Brady, who is a Trump supporter, and a team that Bill Belichick runs, and nobody pulls that knee crapola with him. The game only had 103 million viewers. So the NFL has cost itself millions of dollars in ancillary revenue. Bet you're surprised I knew that word, right, College Boy?
No, you continue to amaze me, Greg.
Ah, thanks. You're amazed when I show up at the right building at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It is quite remarkable.
Being as doddering as I am. So we'll see if this continues into the season. It's very early, but... I don't really care about the NFL. And I'll tell you something else. I'm not going to give you my source, but I know a lot of former NFL players who are disgusted by what they've seen.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd share some good news.
I'm glad you did, man. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
I need to talk about something that always makes me feel good. Ah, John Lee Paints.
Ah, yes.
Let's... it's, yeah, rich. And, hang on one second. It's about the, I gotta, Braves had a great day in trades. This can't wait. You got to understand, when you're in the middle of the trade deadline, you got to...
Sure.
No, that was for the...
Adorable.
One.
Okay.
324. Place that makes me happy is John Lee Paints. Great local businesses make you feel good. And we have so many of them on this radio station throughout the day. When it comes to people that, you know, this is their focus, this is their life, John Lee Paints is right up there with the best. 3.5 decades, this is what they sell. Great paint, great products, and wisdom. Everybody on that staff that Charles Bubba Turner's put together knows this stuff inside out. They live in that universe. And there's no such thing as a dumb question if you're do-it-yourself or the pros, they know. They go to John Lee Paints because they're going to get paint, whether it's solar-proof or outdoor painting that's going to stand up to the weather because of its viscosity. Or Richards. If you go to Eddie Bader's Facebook page, take a look at the photos from the inside of my house. You'll see that interior color that I've been raving about for years. It's held up incredibly well. It's 5-6 years since that was applied. And it is an excellent paint. That's what you want. You buy cheap paint, you're going to get a cheap result no matter what you put it on with. So patching holes in walls, whatever you need, they'll run down a checklist with you so when you leave, you'll be ready to start and complete your project and won't have to run back because you forgot something. Great folks and great products at John Lee Paint, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, 326.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG, smile emoji, praise hands, thank you, exclamation point, praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top-quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
When I logged on to Ancestry.net, I expected to find a treasure trove of information about the roots of my family and my genealogy. War heroes or great inventors. What I found was my great-great-grandfather was an elementary school dropout who spent the lion's share of his adult life unemployed, drunk, and womanizing. He died lonely in an insane asylum of gonorrhea. The only positive thing he did was get his unwed teenage girlfriend pregnant, which resulted in the birth of my great-grandfather, who, well, was pretty much a loser, too. I guess I at least know the truth. Whatever.
Ancestry.net. If you expect your ancestors did something great or were famous, there's a good chance you're going to be disappointed.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to be a loser, does it?
Ancestry.net.
Look at this headline from the New York Post. What does it say? Yankees' best pitching hope after stunningly quiet trade deadline. It's over. Nothing. These the people that run teams today, they get the exciting young prospects and they don't want to move them for proven stars, which is what they need. The Houston Astros get Zach Greinke. Now, he's really good and can be really great on time. He's not as good as he used to be, but still, it's a name. The Yankees, the Diamondbacks are in New York. You just have to walk across the field and change dugouts. Could have been that easy. Nothing.
You should start pulling for the Braves, then.
Yeah, I might. But that's how turned off and angry I am. I know nobody... people that are listening are going, you know...
Oh, my God! Who the hell cares?
I do. And I've always been honest with you, and if something's upsetting me, even if it seems stupid or infinitesimal, I always tell you what's going... this is why...
Would you like to share with the entire class?
Yes, I would. It's a text from Amy from the morning show saying, but what happened to CC Sabathia? Glad you asked, Emily. Nothing. He's on the disabled list because he's old and fat and all that weight on his knee when he throws a pitch. He's useless. He's like throwing batting practice out there, but knocking him around the last four or five times he's pitched. He's worthless. Nice guy, worthless. To a team that's trying to win a pennant that won 100 games last year and didn't get to the World Series. I'm furious. This is... So, apparently the Yankees had this guy, Debbie Garcia, who's a good-looking prospect for the future. But apparently they weren't willing to trade him to the San Francisco for Madison Bumgarner, who knows how to pitch in a freaking World Series. and maybe another relief pitcher or somebody. How about a bag of balls for batting practice? Something. They didn't get a damn thing, and the New York Post just confirmed it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you're going through this, Greg. It's not good news, I know.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever done in the air. Are you kidding?
No, it's all right.
There's people listening right now that have real issues, they have real problems.
Yeah, but, I mean, those are for another time. This is what matters right now, and I know you're going through a lot.
You know,
it's okay. Like, I mean, and just remember, even though your team has really dropped the ball,
yeah,
when it comes to improving their chances at winning the pennant, you look good today. So, you know, cheer up, Buttercup.
That thing may be a little bit slow today because we had it recalibrated this morning.
Right.
Oh, man.
No one's been pissing me off lately?
What?
And it's been kind of low-key pissing me off for months now.
Mm.
It's getting worse. It's when you try to go to a website to read an article, and everybody's so desperate for those few cents from every click on every ad. As you're trying to read a simple news article or think piece or whatever, pop-up ad! Please subscribe! Blah, blah, blah! No! Stop moving things on the frickin' screen! Let me read the words! You know, maybe if you had a clean website where I could actually read things, I might pay you $2, $5 a month. But no!
First of all, I'm
so tired of this crap.
I would never use a paywall. I subscribe to a sports website called The Athletic, and it's great. All the writers that the millennials fired or were making too much money at the big newspapers because they got to support liberalism. So they do it at the risk of losing subscribers and ad revenue and all the rest. They don't give a rat's ass. George Soros will send them a check. They fired all the great writers, so they've collected at this place called The Athletic, athletic.com. And I subscribe to that,
yeah.
And I can read all the guys the ones that ESPN canned after Jemele Hill sent them in the tank with her racist bitch attitude and all that stuff. But there was a guy in the Boston Globe who wrote the Sunday baseball notes. And during the winter, when it's slow, it's nice to... And it was on, I'd catch it Sunday morning, and every 5 weeks I'd have to clean my... I had to use this thing, CC Cleaner, which erased your web history. So I wouldn't get... You have to pay now. You've had your five free stories.
Well, no, but it's clear to me. And it's one thing
I was going to say the guy died, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. He's pretty young, too.
Well, it's fair news. Fair news. Yeah. But it's one thing, like with New York Times, because they break news. Ugh. But any of these sites where they're like, okay, you've got one free article left. I'm not talking about that. You can tell the difference between a website and its design and whether or not they actually care about the content they're putting out. Or they just care about how many eyeballs they can get clicking on all the ads they sell. And it doesn't matter either way. It drives me nuts. Anyway, that's what's been pissing me off lately. My air conditioning is not working.
That's good.
I had a good night's
sleep. See, that's a lot worse than the Yankees not getting a pitcher
today. Yeah, I know.
You living in those
kind of... Yeah, but, it's not a measuring contest of who's suffering more by any means.
No.
That's for politics.
How about that clown show last night?
I didn't watch it.
Your favorite, Drudge ran a poll.
Marianne Williams?
Oh, half the voters went to her.
Yeah. No, and I'm serious here. Serious moment for just a second. Because she is new age, wacky spiritualism. Yeah. We can all read A Course in Miracles and see where she's coming from. And she's also a lefty in her politics in many cases.
I know.
That said, she's the only one on that stage who I think gets it and gets why Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't going to be all these plans and yelling and screaming about Donald Trump. It's about having a clear emotional and symbolic message people can connect with. That's very straightforward. And none of these Democrats are doing that. They're not charismatic.
Well, it's hard to get people to buy into he's destroying the country when unemployment is at under 4% and people's lives are getting better. Except in rat-infested crap holes like Baltimore and other places where it never changes. Why? Because they keep electing Democrats for 60 years. So it's kind of hard to feel a whole lot of empathy for you because you send the same dickheads back to D.C. who line their pockets, who somehow finagle $15 billion in financial resources for your district, but somehow nothing changes. Where's the $15 billion? If the Yankees can't trade for somebody good today, I would like Jim Comey arrested or something that would take my mind off that. Here's Doug.
Hey, I wanted to brag on one of your sponsors.
Thank you.
John Lee Paint, Richard's Paint. A lot of people look at the price on a gallon of Richard's Paint, and they're like, nah, I'll go to Lowe's and get 3 gallons. But I don't do big box stores, but their Richard's Paint is a little bit cheaper than like Benjamin Moore's industrial grade line of paint. And it's just as good, if not better. So you get what you pay for.
Yes.
And when I say they've been there forever, Greg, I know that's embellishing just a little bit, but they've been there a while.
Yeah, 3.5 decades.
Yes. I've used them for 2.5 decades. I had a question for young Joey Son.
Mm-hmm.
Young Joey Son, do you know where I can go on the World Wide Web and stop these pop-ups on my phone? Dan said that somebody did it on his.
There are probably, I don't know off the top of my head, but I would guess there are probably apps that can help remove ads. I mean, okay. You're talking about on your phone?
Yeah, what's happening is every time I end a call, you know, hit the red button, I get a pop-up ad based on my Google search history.
Well,
In other words, I've got a small construction company, and so I had been Googling some nationwide, pay us a little bit of money and we'll find you some local carpenters.
Right.
Or I'll get an ad from GAF Shingles or the Pink Panther. But the only time they pop up is the minute that I hit the red button to end the phone call. Bam, here comes an ad. And I have to close it or minimize it and then close it later to be able to finish conducting my business on my phone. It's driving me crazy.
I've never had that problem.
Yeah, I've never had that problem. Pop-ups. I would look into, there might be some apps you can get that, or look at what apps, if you go into your settings, look at what's already installed on your phone. There might be something on there that's doing that.
Oh, yes, it could be. Good idea. I'll do that. All right, enjoying the show?
Thank you.
Greg, you might be faking it today, but you've done this all your life, but you just seem to always somehow pull yourself up and enjoy the show.
I'm very glad to hear that. Thank you.
You've been faking it today?
No.
I didn't even notice.
No, I went to infusion today. And I did another micro. I did the ISIS again today.
Okay, I went to infusion this morning. Saw the ever so awesome and lovely Lori. Yes, and got frozen in the cryo chamber. But you are doing their new technology.
That's right. And I have some, it's something, you don't feel a thing. You sit there for about 20 minutes. They attach nodes to 5 points, and you just sit there. And microcurrents stream, you know, through these nodes into your system. And you will notice results. Like, I've had people who are in great pain that are walking better the next day. I had immediate success with sleeping better. With energy, and gosh knows how awful my rant on the Yankees would have been if I hadn't done it today. I'm calmer. I really am. Another thing, too, at the end of the day, usually when I'm on my way home from the show, I'm beat. Well, I'm tired, but I'm not like, will I be able to drag my butt through the door when I park the car? It's subtle, but this technology works. Got to get Darren Woodling on to spend some time with us to further discuss how this works. But this is state-of-the-art. And there's another one they're offering an infusion that we'll talk about, too. The Red Room.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, the infrared.
Yeah. It uses laser. You just stand there for, I think it's about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of ways that technology can naturally get your body to perform at a higher level and on any number of levels. Worth looking into. Call Infusion at 296-1662. Or look them up online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Their new facility right off Taylor Road on the east side of Taylor. You make that right there, Winton Blunt, not the left, if you're going north. And it's the third building you see as you make the first left. 341, let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 3 o'clock hour, and things look pretty decent out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of things to slow you down. If you're on the 31s, everybody's moving along just fine. The boulevard doesn't have any issues, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. The police are still working an accident in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in front of Chick-fil-A, and in Montgomery on Highland Avenue at Arthur Street, so be careful if you're passing through those areas. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. National party officials are expressing concern that the Alabama Democratic Party isn't doing enough to attract more non-black minorities. The Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee on Tuesday rejected the state party's proposed bylaws. The National Party in February ordered the Alabama Party to hold new elections for party leaders and to revive bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information on this case. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school buses yesterday. First day of school for Montgomery Public Schools is August 6th. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The forecast is evolving just a little bit as the rain chances get slightly better over the next few days. Still a chance of an isolated shower or storm around the area. Overnight low temperature around 73. Then tomorrow and Friday, the number of thunderstorms on radar will be more pronounced. In other words, more to go around with high temperatures in the middle 90s both days. Good luck. Then on Saturday and Sunday, rain chances averaging about 40%. That's close to a summertime normal and high still in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And put that reward to good use. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings. Save up to 40% on our everyday low price when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Load up on drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You'd love to catch a ride with Lyft or Uber, but you're on a budget. For you, there's Beater.
I just ordered a Beater. He's a quarter mile away and he'll be here in 45 minutes.
That's because it's a Beater. He's waiting on someone to give him a jump start before he can be on his way.
Did somebody order a Beater?
The back door handles are broken. Just get in the front and climb over.
Beater will get you where you're going in a car that's almost as broke as you are.
Okay, almost there. I'm going to roll past. Get ready to jump out. If this thing stalls, I'll never get it started again.
Get the ride-sharing app with the cars that are crap. Beater.
Everyone out. I need a push. Come on, everybody out.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Well, it's not earth-shattering, electrifying, but I need something that will make me feel good today.
Okay.
Because I think this man damaged our country. He's a hate-filled douchebag. And yeah, I'm talking about Jussie Smollett. Well, things haven't gone well for him. I mean, Chicago, they're supposedly doing an investigation on this crap. Watch, nothing's going to come of it. He's got the ultimate protection there. But he sold his house and he lost $30,000 in the process. $30,000. Under any other circumstances, I would say that's unfortunate, but in his case, I just hope he doesn't. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Beat himself up over it. Just a little sidebar. Now, you're not going to get that from every radio station. Like on this show, if you're expecting insightful, incisive political expertise and analysis, you're 6 hours late. Well, I have fun. I can't have fun when I'm upset.
No, I was going to watch that circus last night, but CNN wants to keep their content in their silo. So I refuse to go to CNN.com, and I don't have cable. So I wasn't going to watch just CNN unless they had something on YouTube. So I watched a lecture on the importance of the sovereign individual in Western history.
This just in, now this is mildly electrifying.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Officials say the son of Osama bin Laden is dead. He croaked. No details available on the... our friend David Blackman, who was our guest yesterday right around this time...
Was it natural causes? Or did a killer sky robot take him out?
I don't know.
A drone.
If they got him with a drone or whatever, it's details are still dribbling in at this hour. This is even better. This is making me smile more. I'm pulling it out of my slump here.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I didn't watch the circus last night. Neither did you. David Blackman said he was going to watch a baseball game. Guess what? Ratings for last night's Democratic debate? Down, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You've got nothing. Nothing that anybody with a brain is interested in hearing. As a matter of fact, most of the people I know that watched it were people that wanted to watch it for the amusement of looking at this collection of goofballs. The communists, the space cadet. It's really a pathetic group. Bernie was on last night, right?
Oh, yeah.
What did the communists have to say to make everybody excited?
My bill, Medicare for All, will cover, finally, eyeglasses and dental insurance.
Well, this is Tim Ryan for the congressman. Oh, please, I hope I don't pee my pants. This is Tim Ryan. Hey, Bernie, you don't know that.
Yes, I do know that, Tim. I wrote the damn bill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wrote the damn bill. Very good. I love you really had David laughing his ass off yesterday with your Bernie.
Well, thank you.
It is quality Bernie.
Well, you know.
Your Bernie is better than my Kennedy, which I can't do right now because my throat's raw from screaming about the Yankees earlier. So I can't do it, but it's elite. It's an elite Bernie.
And tonight you have center stage Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Robinette?
I thought it was a joke. Then I looked it up last night when I was talking about it on my show. His middle name is Robinette.
Well, how sweet
and
is that?
And it is such a good name, Joseph Robinette Biden, that he's a junior. It was given to him.
Robinette sounds like a movie that Errol Flynn would star in.
Mm-hmm.
The Adventures of Robinette.
Yeah, but you said something earlier.
The female Robin Hood.
You said something earlier.
What?
You said you were in a slump. What slump?
Because I'm very disappointed. I can go back and check just to see if I missed something here. But as far as I could tell, the Yankees...
I was trying to wriggle in a young Frankenstein illusion there.
Phillies get Dan Straley. They got somebody. Padres get Carl Eberjan. And Dodgers get Adam Clarke. Do I see the Yankees anywhere on this list of teams that acquired a player?
No.
Are we going to see...
No.
Do you think they have a shot at the World Series now that the Asteroids have Zach Greinke?
No.
I share your opinion. Why bother?
It's just a game, Greg.
Football season will be starting soon. In fact, our first Duncan and Son Predict done is 4 weeks from Friday. And I'm looking forward to it. Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
Is anybody with me on that?
Roll Tide.
She uses that as a punctuation mark. She'll do a complete sentence on... cram the van today. Roll Tide.
Oh, I've heard it used as, you know, like when a woman is looking smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking pretty Roll Tide. I've heard that. I've not heard War Eagle used that way.
No.
So even as an Auburn fan, I'll accept that, you know.
War Eagle!
Nobody does it like a Swami. She gets asked to do that.
Really?
I'm going to become her agent and hire her out for parties and stuff like that. Well, here we are. Have you heard the story? We'll get into it next hour about these technologies like Alexa. They're listening to you while you're having private moments.
Of course they're listening to you. It's big corporate America and big tech trying to control the lives of the people. And that's why not only am I going to take on the corporations, but stop having sex in front of your listening devices. I learned that the hard way.
At your age, that's...
I heard it back. Yes. Well, thank you. I'm fairly spry. I'll challenge you. Let's run a mile. I bet you can't run a mile. What's your name, Greg?
A mile?
A mile. And you're not allowed to walk it. I know you've got sciatica issues because of all the rollerblading in your past.
Yeah.
One of my advisors told me. But I think I could beat you in a mile.
Yeah, probably, because here's the thing. You know, you hit a certain age, and you notice people that are your age or even young, they drop dead. You know, because they decided to run that mile. I have learned my limits. I always swim in the shallow end of the pool just in case I have a heart attack in the water. I don't want to drown. I want to be able to at least try and climb out.
Well, if that
These
day,
are the safety measures.
If safety. That day comes where you have an issue while you're in the pool.
Yes.
Whether it's a major issue like an aneurysm or a slowed heart rate, or maybe you find yourself incontinent. I can relate on that the hard way. At least it happens in the pool. This is why you're going to want my healthcare plan. That'll be covered.
What do I get? Bernie Sanders flotation devices nope. for my arms in case I can't move?
Yes, we'll call them floaties. They do it in a nation not that far north, Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice place. They got great healthcare there. That's why tens of thousands of Canadians come streaming in here because they get turned down for service up there. And that's a country with 31 million people. If they can't manage it, how the hell are we going
to
do it?
Well, but they need to wait their turn. When something is a basic human right like healthcare, Greg. That's your name, right, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg Budell?
That's it.
Budell or Budell?
Budell.
Oh, somebody told me that. Anyway. When something like healthcare is a basic human right, you have to learn to wait your turn. Stop being such a greedy American. Greedy fat Americans always wanting things now.
All right.
Like life-saving medicine. We're trying to treat us all. I wrote the damn bill, Greg. I know what's in it.
Are you done?
No!
I have one more electrifying. Tonight we go to Baumhauer's after the show. Listen up.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
I'm going to be bringing some $25 gift cards to Baumhauer's tonight. I'm going to give those away in a drawing. So if you join us, all I need is your name. We'll do the drawing at 7 o'clock. And I have a few $25 gift cards from Baumhauer's Victory Grill to give away. It's thank you night tonight. I wish I had one for everybody. I don't. But at least you'll have a chance if you come and join us. And no purchase necessary. Void were prohibited by law and all that happy horse hockey. The preceding all that electrification was brought to you by Mr. Electric. Again, it's great to have a go-to place. Now, you never have to think, who do I call when I need something installed, when I hear a funny sound that doesn't sound right, or something stops working. You never want to mess around with electricity. You want the best certified master electricians, and that's what you get from Mr. Electric. 256-1544. Go to MrElectric.com. They are truly the best. At close to 4, we're going to have Fox News coming up, and I'm going to see if the Yankees found maybe a corpse.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 3 o'clock hour, and our traffic looks good out there this afternoon. We don't have any problems for you on the boulevard. It's crowded, so watch yourself around the traffic lights. If you're using the 31s to get in or out of town, there aren't any delays for you there. And both interstates look good this afternoon. Everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by